Now this brings us to our third and last question, as to what is the significance of the direct pointing. The line says not just a pointing to the mind, but a direct pointing to the mind. This word means, that Zen insists on referring everything back to the mind. It insists, we may say, on throwing the disciple back onto his own inner resources. It consists in going, as it were, straight to the point. No circumlocution, no beating about the bush, no going, as it were, in, we must say, local idiom, from Hampstead to Highgate via the whole universe. We're going straight from one place to the other. But of course, this is usually what people don't want to do. They don't want to go straight from Hampstead to Highgate. That's too easy, too simple. They'd get there too quickly. They're rather afraid of that. So they want to go right round the whole universe first. In other words, they want to avoid the real issue. And one of the slickest, one of the subtlest ways in which they avoid the real issue and start going, if they can, right round the universe, and they should catch them by the coattails and pull them back, is by asking questions. Usually, of course, after a lecture, after a talk, we get questions. And the fact which emerges from most of the questions is that people don't want an answer. They're asking the question not in order to guess the answer, but to avoid having the answer thrust upon them. In other words, the question is a protection against the answer. So Zen, we may say, never answers a question as such. That's why when some of the Zen masters are asked, what is Buddhahood? They won't answer. They won't say, well, look, it's such and such. This scripture says this and that scripture says that, and putting them both together, you get such and such a reply, and Buddhahood is so and so. They'll never say this. If they said anything, they'd say, more likely, why do you ask the question? This is the really important thing to understand. Not what you've said, but why you've said it. You're asking the question is really a way of getting round, facing up to the question of why you are asking the question. So this is what happens most of the time. People ask questions to avoid having to ask themselves why they ask the question. The what is a means of escaping from the why. People come along and say, what has Buddhism to say about life after death? Well, you can answer that on its own terms, but Zen wouldn't. If it did, it wouldn't be Zen. Zen would rather say, why are you asking this question? Why are you concerned about life after death? What are you afraid of? What do you hope for? Why? What's your motive in asking this question? So it's this which is important to understand. So in this way, there's only an example, of course, there are lots of other ways of doing the same thing. Zen throws us back upon our own resources, points us back to our own mind. Don't bother about life after death. Don't bother about karma. Don't bother about nirvana. Don't even bother about enlightenment. What is your motive in asking about these? Look into your own mind. But of course, that is, we may say, the thing, the last thing, really, that people are prepared to consider. Trying to see why they ask the question, instead of just getting an answer to the question, an answer which will mean nothing to them anyway, even if they've got it. So Zen is rather firm here. It doesn't let people get away with it so easily. It sees people going after philosophy, after religion, after psychology, all the rest of it, concept building, system building. but it doesn't let them get away with it. It drags them back, pulls them, plucks them back from their philosophy, their religion, their psychology, from everything else. It says, get back to your own mind. It points directly to the mind. It won't let them get away from themselves. In other words, that is what most people are trying to escape from all the time. Avoiding facing up to themselves, what is in their own mind. Sometimes, of course, Zen is very, you might say, severe. You might even say brutal. Sometimes it apparently shows no mercy. See people going after these things, the philosophies, trying to get philosophical answers to philosophical questions, and it just won't stand it. If it can't do anything else, well, Zen will, as you know very well, hit you over the head to stop you philosophizing, to get you back to your own mind, at least to the sensation of pain. That will be something, rather than all these concepts and words and ideas about enlightenment and nirvana, even Zen for that matter. So in this way, by whatsoever means, it makes people, or tries to make people, because this is very difficult, as you can understand, tries to make them look where perhaps they've never thought of looking before. That is, at their own mind. Not looking at it as an object, of course, which means thinking about it, but just experiencing directly their own mind. So that is what we may say each and every one of us should do, or try to do. If we don't do that, all the words which have been spoken this evening, the entire talk, we may say, have really been a waste of time. Because it's exactly that which I know each and every one of you will try to avoid doing. That is, looking at your own mind. You'll consider, no doubt, what I've said about looking at your own mind, and in this way, you will avoid looking at your own mind. So if one has really learned anything from this talk, if one has really seen anything, the best thing to do as soon as one gets out of the door, as sooner if possible, is to forget all about the talk and to look at one's own mind. If one can do that, at least for a few minutes, then the talk will have been of some use. In other words, we should take the talk itself as a pointing to the mind, as a direct pointing to the mind, and not as a talk about direct pointing to the mind. This is a very small, apparently very subtle, but an extremely important difference indeed. If we can see that difference, if we can act upon it, if we can really obey the exhortation of Zen to look at our own mind, even for an instant directly, then I can assure you, we shall be astonished at what we see.